Ever wondered why you can study a language for years and still struggle to order coffee on vacation? Traditional language education has it backward. We memorize vocabulary lists, drill grammar rules, and hope it all magically connects when we need it. But 95% of language learners never achieve fluency this way. Gabriel Weiner discovered this harsh reality firsthand. 7 years of Hebrew school left him barely able to read the alphabet, while 5 years of Russian yielded just a handful of phrases. The breakthrough came during an intensive German program where Weiner, an opera singer needing to master multiple languages quickly, discovered three principles that transformed his results. Learn pronunciation first, avoid translation, and use spaced repetition systems that work with your brain's natural memory patterns. By creating flashcards without English translations, mastering pronunciation rules through phonetic training, and connecting words directly to images rather than translations, he learned 3,000 French words in just an hour a day during subway commutes. This approach works because it aligns with how our brains naturally process language. Rather than fighting against our cognitive architecture, it leverages it. When Weiner applied these principles at Middlebury College, he progressed from complete beginner to advanced French in just 3 months, reading 10 books, writing 70 pages of essays, and expanding his vocabulary to 4,500 words. Language learning isn't about intelligence or talent, it's about finding the right path that works with your brain's natural mechanisms rather than against them. The biggest obstacle to language learning isn't complexity, it's forgetting. Our brains discard seemingly unimportant information, causing us to forget 70% of new vocabulary within 24 hours. Work with your brain's natural mechanisms by engaging multiple senses. When learning the French chien, dog, connect it to images, sounds, and personal experiences. Students retain 6 times more words when processed at these deeper levels. Learn until you can recall once, then stop. Testing yourself works 35% better than rereading, as recall strengthens neural connections and releases dopamine. Words that take effort to remember are twice as likely to stick long term. Use spaced repetition systems to schedule reviews at increasing intervals. With 30 minutes of daily practice, you can master 3,600 words in 4 months with 90 to 95% accuracy. Most language courses prioritize grammar and vocabulary over pronunciation, leading to broken words, terms native speakers can't understand. Our brains filter out unfamiliar sounds. Japanese speakers struggle with rock versus lock, while English speakers grapple with Spanish rolled R sounds. Though babies can hear all 800 phonemes in world languages, this ability fades by age 1. Minimal pair testing, comparing similar sounding words with immediate feedback, can rewire adult brains. Just 15-20 minutes daily for 1 to 2 weeks can reconfigure our auditory cortex for better sound recognition and vocabulary retention. For challenging pronunciations, use backchaining. Start with the word's end and work backward. With entrepreneur, begin with nor, then preneur, and so on. This technique builds speaking confidence in your new language. Mastering pronunciation early prevents the frustration of being misunderstood because vocabulary is useless if no one can understand you. Words are neural patterns combining grammar, sounds, meanings, and associations. When translating between languages, we lose these rich connections and cultural context. To learn vocabulary effectively, connect words directly to concepts, not translations. Use target language image searches to build authentic connections to your experiences, creating neural pathways that bypass translation. While English has 250,000 words, the top 100 words comprise half of typical usage. Learning 1,000 words covers 75%, and 2,000 words reaches 80%. Start with common, concrete words before tackling rare ones. For challenging concepts like grammatical gender, use vivid mnemonics. Imagine feminine nouns catching fire, masculine nouns exploding, and neuter items shattering. The more memorable your imagery, the better. Learning your first 625 words through images rather than translations helps you think in your new language, bridging the gap between translation and true fluency. Children master grammar through comprehensible input, language they understand in context, like grasping, "Want a cookie?" when shown one. Most linguists believe we have an innate pattern recognition system that produces perfect grammar by age 6. Adults retain this language learning ability and follow the same developmental stages as children. The key difference is exposure time. Children receive thousands of hours of input versus adults few hundred. With equal exposure, adults often learn faster. Grammar consists of three basic operations: adding words, changing word forms, and rearranging word order. Learn by finding examples and creating flashcards with contextual sentences rather than abstract definitions. For complex structures, focus on patterns rather than memorizing forms. Create simple stories from examples to generate comprehensible input for your natural language system. Practice writing about your interests and get corrections from native speakers through language exchanges or tutors. Convert corrections to flashcards to prevent repeated mistakes while building authentic expression. Once you've mastered fundamentals, follow your interests through native content, from magazines to TV shows to conversations. Reading naturally builds vocabulary, with our brains learning unknown words from context roughly 10% of the time. Each novel adds 300 to 500 words while reinforcing grammar. Start with familiar books paired with audiobooks to improve comprehension and pronunciation. For listening practice, watch TV series without subtitles, using visual context for understanding. Choose series over films, you learn the plot once, avoid comedies, miss jokes frustrate, and read episode summaries beforehand. Speaking fluently means expressing thoughts creatively with limited vocabulary, like playing Taboo. Focus on maintaining flow rather than perfection. Practice with one rule: stay in your target language and work around vocabulary gaps. Language exchange websites and online tutors provide speaking practice, though travel offers unique cultural immersion. The path to fluency isn't mysterious, it's about creating conditions for natural language acquisition. Learning a language reshapes brain and life. While bilingual employees earn 5 to 20% more, the benefits extend far beyond economics. Language learning physically restructures the brain, increasing density in areas for language, memory, and attention. This creates enhanced cognitive abilities, better memory, multitasking, focus, creativity, and problem solving. These improvements develop through practice, like building muscle. The cognitive benefits come from productive difficulty as your brain manages multiple language systems. This enhancement delays dementia and Alzheimer's by about 5 years. Each language offers unique frameworks for perceiving reality through untranslatable concepts. Learners often develop distinct personalities in different languages, experiencing varying levels of expressiveness and emotional depth. In our divided world, language learning builds essential bridges across cultural divides, fostering empathy and understanding. It transforms both abilities and identity, opening doors to new relationships and perspectives. Your brain already contains everything needed for fluency. The question isn't whether you can afford the time to learn a language, it's whether you can afford not to.